Listening, Part 4. You will hear a conversation. You will hear the conversation twice. Choose the correct answers.
So, Katya, how are you getting on?
All right, I think, Mr. Finley. Well, I'm a bit worried about some of my work.
Well, I've looked at all your marks. You're doing well in most subjects. Very well, in fact, especially history and English. So, which ones are you worried about?
I was worried about science, but that's okay now. I don't think I'm doing that well in geography. I had to redo my last project.
You have had one or two low marks. Do you know what that was?
My teacher explained that my last project was too short, and I had missed out some of the maps. I don't think I'm good at geography, Mr. Finley.
I'm sure that's not true, Katya. We just need to find out what the problem is. I know you're a hard-working student, so there must be something we can do to help you. Have you any ideas yourself?
Sometimes I don't understand what I have to do. We're given a handout with instructions for each project, but I think I'm better at exams than doing projects.
And with geography, your final mark is 50% project work, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. That's why I'm a bit worried about it.
Do you ask your teacher for help if you don't understand what to do?
It's only when I get home and get started on a project. I get confused. Then I start looking for information on the web, and there's so much. I spend ages trying to find what I need.
But you can always ask to see your teacher and get some help.
I don't like to do that. I think I should be able to do it on my own. I ask my friends, but, you know, sometimes they don't really understand either.
Well, let me give you some advice. What about this? I'll speak to your geography teacher. It's Mr. Khan, isn't it? And I want you to promise to ask him to explain things if you're not sure what to do. How about that?
That would be really good, Mr. Finley. Thank you.
And you need to understand your teachers are here to help you, and we all want you to do well. You want to go to college, don't you?
Yes, and I do need to pass with good grades. I know that.
So, was there anything else you need to discuss with me?
No, but thank you very much for your help.
No problem. And you know, you can always come and talk to me if you're worried about your work in any way. And another thought, perhaps we need to give everyone a bit more help in using the web better. It's an important skill, I think. So, Katya, how are you getting on?
All right, I think, Mr. Finley. Well, I'm a bit worried about some of my work.
Well, I've looked at all your marks. You're doing well in most subjects. Very well, in fact, especially history and English. So, which ones are you worried about?
I was worried about science, but that's okay now. I don't think I'm doing that well in geography. I had to redo my last project.
You have had one or two low marks. Do you know what that was?
My teacher explained that my last project was too short, and I had missed out some of the maps. I don't think I'm good at geography, Mr. Finley.
I'm sure that's not true, Katya. We just need to find out what the problem is. I know you're a hard-working student, so there must be something we can do to help you. Have you any ideas yourself?
Sometimes I don't understand what I have to do. We're given a handout with instructions for each project, but I think I'm better at exams than doing projects.
And with geography, your final mark is 50% project work, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. That's why I'm a bit worried about it.
Do you ask your teacher for help if you don't understand what to do?
It's only when I get home and get started on a project. I get confused. Then I start looking for information on the web, and there's so much. I spend ages trying to find what I need.
But you can always ask to see your teacher and get some help.
I don't like to do that. I think I should be able to do it on my own. I ask my friends, but, you know, sometimes they don't really understand either.
Well, let me give you some advice. What about this? I'll speak to your geography teacher. It's Mr. Khan, isn't it? And I want you to promise to ask him to explain things if you're not sure what to do. How about that?
That would be really good, Mr. Finley. Thank you.
And you need to understand your teachers are here to help you, and we all want you to do well. You want to go to college, don't you?
Yes, and I do need to pass with good grades. I know that.
So, was there anything else you need to discuss with me?
No, but thank you very much for your help.
No problem. And you know, you can always come and talk to me if you're worried about your work in any way. And another thought, perhaps we need to give everyone a bit more help in using the web better. It's an important skill, I think.
That is the end of part four. You now have 2 hours and 10 minutes to complete the rest of the paper.